Newegg's got a subscription program. EK Waterblocks speaks their side of the matters. And, RX 8000 gonna be a little slow, unfortunately. Let's get in the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're gonna be going over the hottest tech news I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Hey, it's 424-24-24-24-20. It's a numerical palindrome. I think there's a specific word for that. I cannot recall it at the moment. And I also can't really recall or invent a reason why this exists, but Newegg's coming out with their Newegg Plus subscription membership program, except for it's not a subscription, but you do need to opt into it. You have to become a member, but they're not charging you anything for it yet, which is why I'm a little confused about it. But it gives you benefits. You get insider access to all the latest tech and exclusive deals, all at no cost. Opt in for free. You get free shipping, exclusive offers, member-only discounts, product warranty discounts, enhanced returns, and dedicated customer service. All of this seems like something they should just be offering in general, just because you click a button and you agree to give them, I guess, additional details. They will treat you as if you're some premium class of customer, as opposed to, I don't know, making sure the returns process is easy for everybody. I'm not quite sure what's going on here, especially if you read through the FAQ. It's a free loyalty program that gives you access to a lot of benefits that save you time and money. You get one-click access to member-exclusive pricing, enhanced returns, free shipping, plus more. It's a free program available to all eligible customers. Most items are eligible for Newegg Plus. Plus free shipping. Some oversized and freight items are not supported, but you can order as many times as you want. I don't get it. I don't understand why they are making this, besides they're gonna charge people later, or this is like why does this exist? Kyler, do you have any guesses for why Newegg Plus exists?
They're gonna make their own TV show.
TV show. That actually tracks, especially because we'll talk about how they'll have a new app to do that on a little bit later on in the show.
AI-generated
TV show, or Newegg is AI-generated, and this entire program is invented by an AI to somehow AI make things different.
Our world.
I don't get it. Let me know if I'm missing anything super obvious about why Newegg would try to do this, besides harvesting data from like their most valued customers, of which case I could expect that they have means to do that already. Sound off down below in the comments while I tell you about something that you can pick up that's gonna make your life better. And that is today's video sponsor, Silverstone, and their Air Slimmer fans. I got a whole bunch of them right here. Because a lot of people probably don't realize that some of the fitting issues inside your case with your AIOs, your heat sinks, your GPUs, etc., is because your fans are too thick, so you can switch to slimmer fans. And Silverstone knows this because they've been designing small form factor cases for nearly two decades. So they understand all of the pain points. That's why they've designed a whole new generation of slim fans called the Air Slimmer. It's available in 92mm, 120, and 140mm size. They're so good at moving air that they get close to the performance of average thickness fans. And the Air Slimmer has already been independently verified in the UK to be shown to be one of the best performing fans compared to 11 other slim fans on the market. But I also just want to regard, I've never seen an ARGB 90mm fan before, and Silverstone definitely has that with the Air Slimmer. So you can get both slim and colorful. Make it so that you can design your PC system to how you want, even if you're trying to constrain some space. So big thanks to Silverstone for sponsoring today's episode of Hot News. Check out their Air Slimmer fans at the link in the video description. You're gonna like how slim your PC looks, I guarantee it. And Apple likes the way that making their own chips looks. So they're making their own chips when it comes to AI. Whoa-oh. Apple's making AI chips, Kyler.
What's poppin' tonight?
Reports are coming out that they're developing it for AI servers. It's going to be based on TSMC's 3-nanometer process, and we should get these sometime in 2025, but just shows that Apple's going for full stack development of their chips from their phones all the way up to the highest end data servers that they have. And while that is just some speculation of behind the scenes things that are going on at Apple, Apple has officially confirmed that they've got a new event coming on May 7th, and it is very likely going to be new iPads, which they are limiting the stock of in their retail stores. There's also reports that this might be, where they reveal a new Apple Pencil that's supported with the Vision Pro somehow. But the big thing, the big Mac Daddy surprise that everybody is hoping for, and I kind of hear this every time there's an iPad announcement, the calculator app finally coming to the iPad. In case you don't know, Apple does not have an official app for the calculator on the iPad because they quote unquote say it is
impossible.
What?
I thought it was impossible.
It's not impossible. They were just like, it's kind of like ugly and like we don't know how to make it so that it like is good for the iPad. Like it's some weird Apple nonsense of it's just not right.
You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head in disapproval.
He is. That doesn't mean you can't get calculator apps on the iPad. It's just that there is no official Apple one that you can get. But May 7th, that might be the day that the iPad finally becomes a usable device. And Elon Musk wants Twitter to become a usable TV service for you. So they're launching a TV app that you can get on your smart TV in case you want to watch XTV on your ex's TV. Then you can do this, and there's going to be real-time content and wide availability, effortless casting, good stuff. You can watch the Newegg Plus TV show on X, I'm sure. Probably not. But you know what Reese is? He's my ex-pat buddy. He expatted to America last year. Will he do it again? I don't know, but he's got deals.
Yo, welcome back to You After Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals out on the internet, and hey, would you look at that, it's deal time. Starting off today, we have the HyperX CloudX Stinger Core Wired Gaming Headset for only $24.99 with the included promo code, making it $15 off. But then back again, we have the Seasonic Focus V3 GX750, which is a 750-watt, 80-plus gold, fully modular power supply, back again at a further discounted rate of $79.99 with the included promo code, making it $50 off. And then lastly, we have this PowerColor Hellhound Radeon RX 7900 XTX graphics card for only $849.99 with the included promo code that is only available for Newegg Plus members, but it's $100 off and it's a free sign up, so grab it. And hey, with that, the deals are done. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below, but until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, turns out that EK was given a raw deal to both their employees, the US government, and contractors that they were working with. This was a report that came out by Gamers Nexus over the weekend, and EKWB has finally come out with their side of the story, and essentially it is that they have been screwing up, but the CEO is the founder of EK Waterblocks, the namesake for it, and he took back over CEO responsibilities in February because he saw all of these problems happening. So he released a video, which is just him recording the statement that they put out to the media, and from everything that I can read is they are acknowledging they have all of the problems that they have, and they are working to resolve all of the problems that have been brought forth, whether it's payments to contractors, making sure that employees who have worked unpaid overtime to have that rectified, as well as communicating openly about any payment delays that might be happening, making it so that businesses that they're partnering with know when that payment is going to be coming in. So this seems to be as good of a response as you can expect, that they say, hey, we acknowledge all of this. They're not calling out Steve for bringing all of this to light. They just said, hey, all of this came out. We're sorry, we are working on it. And it did seem like they were already beginning to address this behind the scenes, especially with the new former CEO taking over back in February. It's been roughly 2 months that he's been able to try to enact some change. We'll have to see if they become trustworthy again, because I mean, trust is very easily broken in a quick moment of failure, and it is very difficult to build that back up. But I want to pass this off to you. Let us know what you think of the EKWB situation with them addressing it this way. Do you think that there's more or less they should be doing here? Do you think you're not going to water cool anyways because it's all too expensive? Let me hear from you down below in the comments. And we have heard what's going on with the RX 8000. You see, we already have gotten details coming in that the RX 8000 is supposed to be a mid-tier chip. It's not supposed to compete with the flagships. It's not even going to surpass the 7900 XTX. But now there's new details coming in that it's not even going to change up its memory setup. And in fact, it's going to degrade it a little bit. A well-known leaker who's brought us some details about other graphics cards along along the way is indicating that the RX 8000 series chips will only have 18 gigabit per second GDDR6 memory, which is slower than you get on the XTX or the XT right now, or the 7800XT. And the leaker indicating that yes, this is going to be across the entire RDNA 4 lineup. The only GPUs that have 18 gigabits per second right now are the 7900 GRE and the 7700XT and below. And now it looks like that's going to be throughout the entire 8000 series SKU. Now, it's not clear if this is a technical necessity for however AMD decided to design RDNA 4. It's not really going to work well with GDDR7. It's not going to benefit tremendously from higher memory speeds, or potentially it could be that this is a cost-saving operation. They know that in order for them to be price competitive with where they need to come in at, they're just going to keep it on the tried and true 6, not even necessarily needing to upgrade, but this does seem to be putting them at a little bit of a disadvantage compared to NVIDIA, which has been roughly confirmed by all sources to be anticipating to be on GDDR7 for the RTX 50 series. But also, AMD has had ways of combating memory things with their Infinity Cache and L3 cache setups on their GPUs, making it so that that is one of the things that boosts their performance, and maybe that's again what they're relying on with RX 8000. We're expecting to get some details, hopefully, at Computex, maybe a little sneak preview. I do highly anticipate that Ryzen 9000 should get announced with a release date at Computex. This is Brett speaking personally. Do not take this as any sort of truth right here, but announcement and release date of CPUs and showcase of GPU. They're going to do that like weird thing that AMD does, which they have a GPU offsite and they're live streaming it in and they go, wow, look at all that performance. Look at how good that looks. But you're just looking at a 6 megabit live stream into their feed, which is then being forced out and decompressed and compressed again by YouTube. And you're just like, thanks, Lisa Su. I can see how good Liza P looks on a 7900 XTX. That for sure looks like the way it's going to look when I have it on a monitor in front of me. And I got your comments on a monitor in front of me right now. So let's get into comment response. I got the shock of my life yesterday because Binance Wallet commented on our hot news episode. Kyler, did you see this? Binance, the crypto company. They commented on us, the official one with 1.26 million subscribers in one video.
Why?
Probably a hacked account, that's my guess, because they commented 37 minutes ago and they have 108 likes, which is not reasonable for our comment speed. So don't get hacked, folks. But then we got It's Dion saying Sapphire motherboard with a Sapphire GPU would be a cool setup. I agree. I kind of been getting more into Sapphire stuff, and I'd like to see more of that in my system. Then we got Ten Toes Gaming saying poor Brett having to defend himself every day from the commenters from the previous episode. You're wrong. Stop doing that, guy. And I said, no, I'm not going to stop doing that. I intentionally do a comment response because I want everybody to know that this, as much as hot news is me shouting into the void, it's also you participating by shouting into your keyboard with your fingers tapping really fast, and then I shout into the void back at you. It's a great collaborative experience. This is fun. This does not impact my mental health in any way negatively whatsoever at all. And then Zaberfang says, Horizon OS based on Android, then Android based on Linux. It's Linux all the way down, folks. Mac OS is based on Linux. Let's see what you comment nerds have to say about that. And then we got Ice Warrior saying, I still have a brand new, not open 14700K and Z790 Aorus Master motherboard with all these issues going on. Is it even worth opening and using, or just return it and see what the new Core Ultra 200 will be in a few months or so from now? I'm running a 10850K, 128GB of DDR4 3200, and a 3090 Ti for the Win 3 Ultra from Evga. I don't have to upgrade, but I like to upgrade every few years or so. Thanks for any advice. I would say, Ice Warrior, if you already have it, it's not necessarily such a bad upgrade. The 14700K appears to be still in that sweet spot of not being impacted by all of the issues that are going around, because it's essentially just a 12900K being rebranded as the i7, and there have not been many reports of the 12900K having these degradation issues. It appears to be almost, as far as I can see, exclusively tied to the 24-core 32-thread chips of either generation. So I think if you already had it and you already decided, yes, this is exactly what I want, then I wouldn't hesitate personally to make this happen. I struggle to necessarily say you should do it, simply because if you feel like you have any sort of regret already and I say keep it, and then you have regret later on down the line, I don't want to be responsible for your life getting a little sour. You already have a good system. The 10850K is a phenomenal chip. I mean, Kyler was on that editing here at the office until like less than 2 months ago when we did his Tower 300 build, which you can check out that video right up there. But the 10850K was a powerhouse. And if you're still fine with it, the Core Ultra 200 is going to be releasing later this year. So if that's what you want to be on, you can do it. Also, just want to ask, is there a particular reason you're not considering something like a 7950X or 7800X3D? Do you need all of those cores? Are you just okay with, you know, Intel's bugs and hitches in the particular way you like it? Let me know. And I'm done letting you know my thoughts. My brain is tired. I'll be back here with more of the hottest tech news tomorrow, my friends.